I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights make it spicy. My margaritas make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else. Or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The Burt Show.
You'd have to be a long-time listener to understand this statement, which is very true, and have to understand the on-again, off-again relationship that I had with my dad to understand this, that I mourned the passing of my dog way harder and way longer and with way more emotion than I did my father. And it's not even close. Like I told you guys before that... my dad and I became close, you know, the last 6 months of his life, but we were never, never close on me. And when he passed away, cremated him, put him in my trunk, and then I forgot he was there. And I was only reminded when I was taking some left turns and I heard something in the back of the car, and I'm like, what the heck is going on back there? And I opened up the trunk, and oh, Fred, oh, you jokester. I'm mentioning this because a really good friend of mine just lost his dog. I think it was a golden retriever, and he had her for 12, 13 years. This is a family member at this point, right? Yeah. Just completely distraught about it. And it happened, I think, last week. And his idea is he wants to replace that pain immediately and go out and get another puppy. And I'm like, dude, put the brakes on it, man. It's still so fresh. So I wanted to get your guys' advice on it. And if there's anybody listening, I know this is kind of sad, but... did you get a dog right after you had a family dog pass? And if so, did it alleviate some of the pain, or did you need more time and mourning there? Because there's no way I could have done it immediately like that. 1-855-BIRCHA.
This is why my family has always had three dogs at a time, because we always need one like slotted up to take the place of the other one when they pass. So I've always grown up with three dogs, and we recently lost our family dog Ted this time last year. And as brutal as it's been, it's a little bit easier knowing we still have two little furry faces. Well, not me anymore because I don't go home to my parents' house anymore. But I know it's comforting for my parents to come home to two furry faces that had a relationship with our other dog, Ted, and can kind of fill that slot. So I really feel for your friend here, because it's one thing to lose a dog, which is already devastating, but then to also... now have like this silence throughout the house that wasn't there before, I get the knee-jerk reaction. So I think it's important to give it a couple of months. I'm with you there. But I would say go ahead and get a dog whenever you feel like some of that grief has passed.
Everybody handles grief differently. If he wants to get the dog, he needs to get the dog. End of story. When I lost my beloved Parker Jones, Golden Retriever was like the dog I got as a single girl by myself, then met my now husband. He was with us through our entire relationship. Like, he will always be like one of my first loves, right? He passed away suddenly while we were on vacation. So we weren't there. We weren't there able to be there to say goodbye. And it was heartbreaking. And we ended up getting another puppy, I think, like 2 weeks or so after that. It was fairly soon after Parker passed away, because we had Leroy, and Leroy has anxiety, and we couldn't leave Leroy home by himself if he didn't have another heartbeat in the house. Mm-hmm. So part of it was to help him cope with losing his best bud. And then the other part, I'm sure, was for us. I will never forget when I posted the photo of us getting Willie Tate as an itty bitty puppy, rescuing him. And now he's 120 pounds. And I posted that photo and somebody commented, and this is one comment that I'll never be able to let go. And she and I had some back and forth. She commented that if I really loved Parker, I wouldn't have got a dog that soon.
Oh, God.
People are awful.
Oh, God, they are awful, man. I wasn't thinking that. That's for sure. What I was thinking is if you make a decision like that based on that hole in your heart and then you bring a puppy in the house and realize that you're not ready for it, now you're looking at a situation where you got to find a home for a puppy again or a fostering situation. So I was really kind of thinking of the dog more than I was my friend.
Yeah, no, I mean, I still think, like, if this is what his heart wants to do, mm-hmm. then, I mean, like I said, everybody handles grief differently.
I think his heart, it's a mirage, right? I don't think he knows what his heart wants to do right now, right after something like that happens.
But I'm telling you, we got a dog shortly after ours passed away, and it wasn't a mistake. Mm.
I know it's different for everybody. I completely agree with that. For me, when I lost my first dog, I was devastated. I was like, I'm done here. I didn't want another mm-hmm. one. But my family, when we lost our first family dog, they were like your friend, just completely not sure on which way to go. And they ended up getting another dog because, like Abby said, they just needed the replacement of that feeling, that love, those sounds, and it worked out for them.
Caitlin, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Dog passes. My friend wants to, like, immediately go out and get another puppy. Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
I agree with you. It's not the greatest idea. I had a whole plan when my guy died. I had him for 13 years. He was a newfie. He was the perfect little gypsy puppy. He went with me everywhere, crashed on couches in college with me, everything. Had a whole plan set up with my husband. I was like, you're going to want a puppy in your hand when that guy goes. Got done, and I didn't even look at another puppy for another
year. Right. Yeah. I mean, I can't even really pinpoint how long ago it was that Riggins passed. You could probably pinpoint it better than I can, because as far as time goes, it was just so painful that even now, thinking about getting another bulldog, which I will do eventually, whenever I think about it, it still hurts. Mm-hmm. And this is a while back now.
Then you're not ready.
No, I'm not ready. One more call, then we'll move on here. Good morning, Ashley. You were on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, I actually had a senior cat for 16 years, and she passed away. I got a new cat within 3 weeks, and the grief is very intense. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend it unless you're in your heart, you feel like you want another pet. I would try to wait as long as possible, though, if I was your friend.
Yeah. I mean, going from one cat that's ignoring you to another cat that's ignoring you must be really, really
difficult. It's really brutal.
The Burt Show.